Her fans include fellow singers Barbra Streisand and Tony Bennett. She sang the theme to a hit sitcom. And tonight, New York-based jazz vocalist Ann Hampton Callaway is singing at Lake Tahoe. If you were watching the Democratic National Convention a couple of weeks ago, you may have seen Callaway singing What the World Needs Now is Love with about 50 other Broadway stars in tribute to the victims of the Orlando nightclub shootings.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
We thought we were just going to go sing the song and then leave the stage, but the audience was so moved by the song. For 5 minutes, they chanted love, love, love. It was a remarkable experience. It was not just music. It was a really emotional, spiritual moment.
For 25 years, Callaway has carved out a career full of remarkable occurrences. That includes writing and singing the theme song to the CBS sitcom, The Nanny.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do?
Many years ago, I was singing at a little nightclub in New York called Don't Tell Mama, and who should walk in but a very young Fran Drescher. And after the show of original songs that I sang, she came up to me and said, "Oh my God, you're so talented. I have to work with you. So we have to work on projects together."
She was there. That's how she became the nanny.
Callaway's diverse projects range from TV and film work to Broadway shows. But her stock in trade has always been jazz clubs and the recording studio.
The evening breeze caressed the tree. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly.
Stylistically, jazz has always been my big inspiration, which I inherited from my father, who had a wonderful record collection of Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday and Miles Davis and Bill Evans, and the list goes on.
Where would Mel and Louie and Ella be without that feisty fella?
In her live performances, Callaway strives to keep alive cabaret, a form of entertainment first made popular in the U.S. in the early 1900s and immortalized on film by the 1972 Liza Minnelli movie Cabaret.
Cabaret is really about intimacy. It's about a performance style where the audience and the artist are very, very connected on an emotional level. And there is no sense of separation. You know, I'm the great artist and you people out there get to hear me.
And now, the diva we've all been waiting for. Give a warm welcome to Miss Ann Hampton Callaway.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all.
I live a life of passion. To really celebrate the art of singing, the art of songwriting, the art of telling a story through music.
Tonight, Ann Hampton Callaway will be celebrating the Great American Songbook during a performance at Sand Harbor in Lake Tahoe, Nevada State Park. The concert is a benefit for the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.